Our final item of business is the executive committee, and we have Amanda Tribune to talk about approval of joint project planning.
Thank you, Chair West. I'm happy to be with you all today to seek approval of the philanthropic naming of a gallery space within the Charles Hardcastle, Kentucky building as the Charles Forrester Gallery in recognition of a gift from the Forrester family. Charles Howard Forrester came to WKU in 1965, and he spent 27 years shaping the future of three-dimensional art at this university. He pioneered sculpture, and he helped build out the facilities in Ivan Wilson Fine Arts Center, facilities that our students are still using today. In fact, if you walk through the sculpture lab right now, you'll actually see his hand-painted labels still on the tools that are lining the walls. Over his lifetime, Dr. Forrester created more than 550 sculptures, including busts of five WKU presidents. His work spanned public and private collections internationally. In 2024, his children, Winnie and John, donated the Forrester collection, over 100 sculptures and associated materials, to the Kentucky Museum. And now, the family has made an additional generous commitment to establish the Charles Howard Forrester Art and Legacy Fund, which will support the preservation, conservation, cataloging, and exhibition of that collection for years to come. In recognition of this gift, we would like to seek permission to name the sculpture gallery at the Kentucky Museum that will carry his name. We'll celebrate with a full exhibit of his work opening in the 26-27 academic year.
Does anybody have any questions for Amanda? If not, I will accept a motion to approve the philanthropic naming.
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion passes. Okay, that concludes the business of the executive committee.
Chair West, if I may. So an important day for our university. Tonight, a celebration of the reason why we all do what we do and invest our lives in higher education, and our young people and some not so young people who will be completing their degrees and credentials and having them conferred tonight. Richard West, I know you're going to share some highlights just as the provost did, because when these things are scattered about and reported on or not reported on, sometimes we miss some of the things that we've done during the course of the year. But I just got information associated with commencement that I wanted to share with the board. And it has to do with the number of degrees and credentials we're awarding this year. You will recall last year, we hit a record number of degrees and credentials at the university. And I'm very pleased to announce that this year, we have surpassed that record number of degrees and credentials, approaching 4,800 graduates, a tremendous accomplishment. But for comparison's sake, when we were at the apex of our enrollment, the number of credentials that we granted was 3,500. And so the focus on student success, the focus on student quality, and helping ensure every young person we admit has the opportunity to graduate is producing tremendous results. And I could not be more proud of the work that the entire administrative team, our faculty and staff have done to ensure that every day we're focused on young people's success, and more importantly, getting their degree and credential. So with that, I will turn it back to you.
Okay, and I want to talk about some of the highlights of this year, which there were many. In addition to the record credentials, we had a record retention rate of 79.4% of first-year students who returned for their sophomore year, which demonstrates the strength of the WKU support systems. We had a graduation rate milestone, a four-year rate reached 50.7%, and the six-year rate climbed to 59.1%, and that also reflects WKU's focus on completion over enrollment volume. WKU's accreditation with SAFSOC was reaffirmed for 10 years with no additional reporting required. We had a great year for our facilities as well, Chandler Hall opened. It was a beautiful facility. Amy and David Chandler Hall, it's the new home of the Gordon Ford College of Business. Tim and Sarah Ford Fieldhouse dedication. Another beautiful and impressive facility. If everybody hasn't seen it, it's fantastic. And it houses multiple programs. Renovations continue on Cherry Hall to preserve this iconic building. And the Elevate WKU Housing Initiative has been launched, and it's a multi-phase public-private partnership, and we are going to modernize the residential facilities on campus. Academic complex replacement planning is underway, and that is going to position the College of Health and Human Services and public media for continued growth. In philanthropy, we had a record $44.5 million fundraising year. That is phenomenal, and Amanda and her team have done a great job with this. And this is the sixth record year of fundraising under President Cavoni. Provost Fisher talked about some of the scholarships, but I just wanted to note that WKU had 150 students compete for nationally competitive scholarships. And in addition to the ones that the important scholarships Provost Fisher discussed, there were six students that earned Bourne scholarships, $25,000 scholarships, and WKU tied for third nationally and was named a top performing institution for the second consecutive year. And another very important prize that was just heard about, one of our students was awarded a Pulitzer Prize, and it was for his work with the Chicago Tribune. His name is Dominic D. Palermo. He's a senior photojournalism student. That's very impressive. As far as our graduate programs, we had 12 that were ranked by U.S. News and were ranked as among the nation's best by U.S. News and World Report. We also had faculty and staff that were honored, Dr. Katrina Birch. She was named the Researcher of the Year by the Kentucky Psychological Association. And Liz Sturgeon was named as Nurse of the Year by the Kentucky Nurses Association. And Dr. Amy Frosch, Conference USA Faculty Achievement Award for Outstanding Scholarship. So we congratulate all of those award winners. We were very, very successful in athletics this year. WKU volleyball was both Conference USA regular season and tournament champions, finishing 27-6. Also, the women's soccer team were Conference USA regular season champions and earned the number one tournament seed. Had a great year. WKU football were New Orleans Bowl champions, and they defeated Southern Mississippi 27-16 in that game. Hunter Cole Maynard became WKU's first consensus All-American, and the FBS era, and then softball is still going on, but the softball team won 19 of its first 22 games and set a program record with a 14-game winning streak. And this is my favorite, record academic achievement in athletes. A record 343 student-athletes earned the Conference USA Commissioner's Honor Roll with a 3.0-plus GPA, and a record 101 earned the Conference USA Commissioner's Academic Medal with a 3.75-plus GPA. Very, very impressive. Our forensics team, which is always wonderful, they earned top spot at the 2026 Kentucky Forensics Association Championship. And for the 33rd consecutive year, the Kentucky State Champion. And WKU won multiple honors at the 2025 Kentucky Broadcasting Association Excellence in Broadcasting Awards. So we want to congratulate everyone that was recognized this year, and a lot of hard work was put into these awards, and it's been a great year.
Chair West, if I might just take just a second. As much as an honor it has been to serve on the board this year, and I'm not done quite yet. I will have a quarterly in June. You guys will have to hold on for just a little bit longer. But it is my honor to introduce Mr. Caden Lucas, who will be stepping into my shoes in August. So, Caden, if you care to introduce yourself.
Sure, absolutely. Our Regents, it's an honor to be here today. My name is Caden Lucas. I am a junior here on the Hill studying political science and legal studies. I'm originally from Harnett, Kentucky. One of my favorite things to say is I'm a fourth generation Hilltopper. So my mother was here in the 90s, my grandfather in the 60s, and my great grandfather before that. So I've had a long time, long family history here at WKU. More than honored, more than blessed to be able to step into Rush's seat here in just a little bit. But specifically to carry out the mission of the university and hold up the values and traditions that my family has held so dear for many decades. It's an honor to be able to do that work with you all and to be here in this room. So thank you all, and I look forward to getting to working. Appreciate it.
I have no doubts that Caden will do a better job than you did.
Thank you, Chairman. Great job, Rush. Anybody have anything else? Well, look forward to seeing everyone this evening. And with that, we are adjourned.